I'm so glad you're here this morning. We're going to wrap up our series in Resurrection Life. Now, I want to take just a minute and I think sometimes we miss the obvious, you know what I mean? So when God gives us a series of messages to speak to the church, it's not just to fill time. It's not so we can have a nice graphic. It's because God wants to speak to the church. He wants to speak to us. And so this is our fourth week in Resurrection Life. And so what is God trying to say to us? Well, big and obvious in the front, right, is there's life for you. The life that took Jesus out of the tomb and back to life, the sin that was left, the punishment that was left, the shame, the sickness, the death that was left is left in the grave. But when Jesus came out of that tomb, he brought life. And John 10:10 says life abundant, abundant life. And so we want to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. We want to let the Word of God go deep into our hearts, because when we receive God's Word, it is transformational. It's not just a flash in the pan. The Bible says of itself that God's Word will never return void. And so I'm so excited to wrap up this series this morning. And as we go through this message today, I want you to be thinking, what has God been saying to me through these last 3 weeks and today culminating in Resurrection Life Part 4? So our key verse is Romans 8:11. It's the very beginning of that verse. That the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And every Sunday we've been changed. That says, making it personal, lives in me. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Lives in me. Now, the implications of the Spirit of God living in you, wow. I mean, is that amazing? The same Spirit that was able to take sin and death and punishment and hell and the worst death that had ever occurred, if Jesus was dead, he was doubly dead because he took the sin of the world. He took the punishment of all mankind, the wrath of God that was deserved upon every man from all generations, from beginning to end. He took it upon himself. He took it to the grave. And the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me, lives in you as a believer in Christ. I mean, this is an amazing Bible truth. I hope that you'll meditate on this. I hope that you'll let that sink in. I hope that you'll spend a little bit of time in your normal daily life saying, Holy Spirit, how do you want to interpret Romans 8:11 to me, that you live in me? What does that mean to me? Those are the kind of conversations Christians need to have. We don't need to just put it on autopilot or cruise control and just kind of coast through the rest of our life. God has great plans and great destiny in store for you. He has amazing things that he wants to do through you, and he's going to do it through the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He's going to work in you and work in me. I'm so excited about the potential of normal West Texas Christians right here in Plainview and the surrounding area. I'm so excited about the potential of people like us who just live out here on the plains of Texas, where the Holy Spirit's work can be seen in Plainview. There's absolutely nothing here to hinder us from seeing the work of God. God wants to display his Holy Spirit power through us. So we started this series with, I can live victoriously in Christ. Oh, victory in Jesus. Man, we have the ability to have victory over our enemies, the things that taunt us, the things that, the addictions that try to hold us, the fear, the anger, the rage, the things of this earth, the things of the flesh that try to entangle us, as Hebrews says. We can be victorious. Second week, we talked about our identity. We said, it is finished. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. It is finished. I am holy. It is finished. I am reconciled. It is finished. I have a new identity in Christ. Third week, last week on Resurrection Sunday, we talked about the unlimited possibilities of God. Within who God created you to be, the possibilities are off the charts. Ephesians says it this way, we pray to our God who can do even more than we can imagine. Anybody out there got a good imagination? Man, I can dream up all kinds of stuff. I can think of everything. Man, even more than I can imagine God wants to do in your life. That is from where you are to where God wants to take you. That's the unlimited possibilities of God's power being revealed in your life. And today, Jesus is here. Resurrection life. He rose from the dead. He is here. He is present. He's in this place, literally in this place, this physical location, because Jesus is here through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to cover this more thoroughly at the end of the message, but Colossians 1 verse 27 says, Christ in me, or Christ in you, is the hope of glory. Have you thought about that, church? Christ in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. So when we say the Holy Spirit is in you, when we say Christ is in you, it is synonymous. It means the same thing. It is the very presence of Almighty God. For those of you who are unfamiliar with what this Bible doctrine of the Trinity, there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, equally God, yet having different functions in the way that God reveals himself to us in this life. I don't have time to do that whole sermon. If you'd like to visit about that more, give me a call. I'll be happy to talk to you about the Trinity. But when we say God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, it is the expression of who God is to us. And we understand that there was a distinct role that Jesus played. He came to the earth. He gave up his godhood. Read the book of Philippians chapter 2. He gave up his godhood and became a man. Thankfully, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit in Mary's womb. And then he lived a sinless life. Therefore, he was qualified to be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. I don't know about you, but I'm so grateful to Jesus for doing that for me. Are you grateful for that today? Man, I'm telling you what. I mean, we just stop and think about that. Jesus didn't have to come. I'd be in a pickle without him. How about you? You know what else I'm grateful for today? I wouldn't know Jesus if I hadn't had this word. This Bible, Old and New Testament, 66 books in all. This is the revealed word of God. It's inspired. It's infallible. It is the guide for our life. Here at Harvest Christian Fellowship, we say this, we've always said this, the word of God is the final authority in life. And so I'm so grateful for the word of God today, because if I hadn't had someone teach me these words. See, when we teach these words, when we read these words, then Christ reveals himself to us through the teaching of the scripture. That's why it's so vitally important, church, that we never put the Bible on the shelf, that we keep it forefront, and we always teach it, preach it, proclaim it, share it, memorize it, love it, live it. This is the word of God. And if we lose the word of God, we will lose our faith. And so today's message, again, Resurrection Life, part 4, Jesus is here. I want you to look with me in Galatians 4 and see what the Apostle Paul says to the church at Galatia. Chapter 4, verse 4. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he, God, could adopt us as his very own children. Now, this is the key verse I want you to understand today. And because we are his children, God sent, right here it is, the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Daddy, Father. Now, you're no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. Now, there are lots of implications. You want to talk about unlimited possibilities. My daddy, Father God, owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Why am I worried about my checkbook? Why am I worried about my future? There's lots of implications, but I want to focus on he sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. Jesus is here in our hearts as believers, through the Holy Spirit. Jesus is present today. The thing that's so awesome about Christianity and the presence of God is God doesn't dwell in some special place. In the Old Testament, he did. Wherever the Ark of the Covenant was, or wherever God chose to pour out his spirit in one specific place, you had to go to a place like the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle to find the presence of God. But when Jesus died on the cross and yelled out, "It is finished," the Bible says the veil was torn. There was a huge, thick curtain that stood between the people and the presence of God. And when Jesus paid for our sins and he said, "It is finished," the veil was ripped from top to bottom. It's like God Almighty, the Father, came out and ripped that thing in two and said, "Children, come on in, sit with me, dine with me, call me your daddy." Woo, man. We can come into the very presence of God anywhere, anytime. God is present everywhere all the time, but the Bible says when two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst. It's like when we join together in faith, it's a special manifestation of Jesus' presence. So let's stay focused on Galatians. I'm getting a little ahead of myself because I'm really excited about this. Because when you realize Jesus, the strong Son of God, lives in your heart, when you realize that the power of the Almighty dwells in you, it could change your life. It could change everything about you. So the Spirit of his Son is in our hearts. When we confess Jesus as Lord, when we accept the forgiveness of our sins, when we completely surrender our lives to Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. Christ is in us, the Spirit of his Son. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. We will never be alone. We will never be alone. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 says this, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?" It could be synonymous. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Spirit of the Son that dwells in your heart? See, the temple of the Holy, when the Holy Spirit dwells in you, it's the same concept as Galatians 6, the Spirit of his Son. Galatians 4, verse 6. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, "Do you not know your body," this stomach, "your physical body is a temple of the Holy Spirit." The Holy of Holies is no longer in a special place. It's inside of you. I mean, that should blow your circuits, man. What? I don't know what to say except that's wild and crazy. And I don't mean to be mean to anybody, but the Holy Spirit lives in you and you're worried about tomorrow? The Holy Spirit lives in you and you're stressed out? The Holy Spirit of God Almighty lives in you and you're depressed? I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you don't have to be. We could step out of this depression, step out of this fear, step out of this addiction, whatever it is. Because the Holy Spirit is in you. Man, that's good news, isn't it? It said, "Whom you have from God, and that you are not your own. For you've been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body." I could preach a sermon about that too. You don't belong to yourself anymore. Quit acting like you belong to yourself. That sermon is for another day. Romans 8:11, our key verse for this series, "And the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you." And it goes on to say, "And just as God raised Christ from the dead, he will give life," would you say life with me? "Life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you." Jesus is here through the Holy Spirit. It is clear in the Bible that the Holy Spirit lives inside of all believers. There is, however, a special manifestation of Jesus through the Holy Spirit when we gather together in his name today. Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst." Man, if you're ever worried about something going on in your life, if you're ever fearful about the future, just gather another who believes in Jesus and you can be confident that there's a special manifestation of Jesus himself surrounding you, empowering you, loving you, comforting you, healing you. We need to understand these principles from the scripture, church. We don't need to be ignorant of what the Bible says. We need to understand that when we gather in his name, Jesus said, I'm in your midst. I mean, I'll just calm down. I got a lot more to say. So Jesus spoke specifically about the Holy Spirit. John 16, verse 7. He's talking to his disciples before he's about to exit planet Earth, before he's about to undergo crucifixion, burial, resurrect. Before all of this, he talks to his disciples. But I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Helper equals Holy Spirit. Helper equals the Spirit of God. Helper equals the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Helper equals the Spirit of the Son that dwells in your heart. Are you with me? He says, because when he said this, the Holy Spirit hadn't been poured out on all people yet. The prophecy of Joel that's repeated in Acts hadn't happened yet. But he's preparing them. And then we go on down to verse 13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, same as the Helper, the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Son, when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. Now listen to me right here. This is really, really important. This passage combines Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Perfect picture of the Trinity. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He, the Holy Spirit, will glorify me. So there's the Spirit, there's the Son. For he will take of what is mine and disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. Now, if we can get past Father, Son, Holy Spirit and see what being delivered to us, let's read it and see if you can now ascertain what's being given to you. Let's do it again. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he'll guide you into all truth. He won't speak of his own initiative. He'll say what he hears. He will speak what he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. Kind of sounds like prophecy to me. Kind of sounds like maybe a word of knowledge. That's cool. You ever need one of those? You ever need to know what's about to come? It's not witchcraft. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. Believers should expect the Holy Spirit to work in them. They should expect to live a life led by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. They should expect the Spirit to reveal truth to them, and they should expect the Spirit to disclose to them the things that they need to know for the next day. This is very practical. Yes, I believe the Holy Spirit will teach us all about eschatology, the study of the last days. But I'm not even talking about that right now. I'm just saying, what about tomorrow? What do you need to know at work? He cares. You need some truth at work? You got any devils after you at work? I bet you do if you're a real Christian. I mean, you're a formidable foe for the enemy. I told you that last week. The enemy wants to lie to you and deceive you and take you down into the depths of darkness because he knows you're a threat to his domain of darkness. But when you're full of light, and full of truth, and receiving from the Holy Spirit truth for today, being disclosed what you need to know for tomorrow, and eschatology too, all that stuff, then you're a powerful force. Verse 14, he will glorify me. What? The Spirit will glorify Jesus. So the Spirit is going to manifest Jesus to you. He's going to talk to you about how cool Jesus was and what Jesus did. And he will take of mine and disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. So he's just saying there's perfect unity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. If you got the Holy Spirit when you believed, which you did, he indwells you, then you got everything you need for life and godliness. Here we see the perfect unity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We have such an advantage. Did you see that Jesus said that? It is to your advantage. You ever watch tennis? I'm old. I haven't watched tennis in a long time. Advantage McEnroe. Do you remember? Nobody here knows John McEnroe unless you're older than me. But I remember that vividly. Wimbledon. They're duking it out. Whoever had the advantage had a point up. How about this? What's your name? Susie? Advantage Susie. What's your name? Jim? Advantage Jim. What's your name? Bob? Advantage Bob. Whoa. Every day. And you don't even have to swing a racket. Thank God I didn't have to do a John McEnroe racket. They're about this big. I mean, at least now. Okay, that's a different topic. At least now they got huge tennis. Okay. Advantage in something that matters more than a tennis match. Life. Life abundantly. Jesus is here through the Holy Spirit. So if you're a Christian today, I can promise you this. It's only because the Holy Spirit revealed Christ to you. You may say, well, it was when Brother John was preaching. Yep, but the Holy Spirit revealed Jesus to you through Brother John. It was when I was reading the Bible. I was watching TV and Billy Graham said I needed Jesus. Well, the Holy Spirit used Billy Graham to tell you that. So if you got saved, and so many of us in here are confident of our salvation, we know Jesus, right? Then you know the Holy Spirit because you didn't get it by being smart. You didn't get it by being intellectual. Are super gifted and talented. The only way you got Jesus was the Holy Spirit opened your eyes and you said, I need a Savior. I need to surrender my life to him. And now we have this awesome privilege of allowing Christ to not only save us, but shine through us to a world that so desperately needs it. By the Spirit of God inside of us, the Spirit of the Son, let your light shine. In such a way that people would see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Jesus is here through the Holy Spirit. So what do we do with all this? I think Colossians sums it up really well in the book that Paul wrote to the church at Colossae. Chapter 1, verse 27, we'll pick up in the middle of that verse. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom. That means all mankind, men, women, and children. So that we may present every man, every person complete in Christ. For this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works in me. The Spirit of God is in you. And I want you to join with the Apostle Paul today and say, the Spirit which works mightily within me is my hope of glory. And by that same Spirit, verse 28, I proclaim Jesus to the world. I admonish every man, woman, and child. I teach every man, woman, and child with all wisdom because I want to be able to present everyone holy, blameless before God in Christ on that day. Anybody else excited about that? If you're a Christian today, you have no other purpose than to glorify God and worship him and allow the light to shine through. There is no other purpose. Oh, I want to be a millionaire only so you can finance the work of the kingdom. Oh, I want to be a superstar only so your stardom can bring honor to Jesus Christ. There's no other reason to be alive. If I'm not glorifying Jesus with my life, I hope he'll take me out. Because I don't want to discourage people. I want to lift them up. I don't want to confuse people. I want to bring a clear message of a bright light of Jesus through my life. How about you, church? Now let's go do it. Let's go do this. Let's go be who we are in Christ. Christ is in you. Now share Christ with the world. Christ is in you. Now love the people who are unlovable. Christ is in you. Now serve like you've never served before. Christ in me. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Will you stand with me, church? Resurrection life. It's free. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to go work hard for it. You don't have to behave right. Receive by faith the victory that only Jesus gives. Receive by faith the identity that only Christ can give. Receive by faith the unlimited possibilities of who you are and God made you to be. Receive today that Jesus is with you by faith. You're never alone, church. You're never alone. And you're not just never alone, you're empowered to go. You're empowered to serve. You're empowered to give. I hope today that you believe you have purpose in this life. I hope today that you believe that Christ is calling you to manifest his glory in your circle of influence, because he is. No matter what is trying to hold you back, let the light shine in. Romans 8:11, verse 11 says this, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Say it with me one more time. Lives in me. Lives in me. So what is God saying to you through this message series? Do you need victory? Do you need to reaffirm your identity? Do you need to know that there's unlimited, unimaginable life ahead of you? Maybe you've just felt like you were the last one in line all of your life. God wants to promote you. God wants to bless you. He has a destiny that is beyond anything you can imagine. Maybe you just feel scared and alone. Christ is with you. How is he calling you to respond to what you've heard for 4 weeks in a row? I want to invite our prayer team to come now. And I just want to let you know today, if you need prayer for anything in your life, it doesn't matter what it is, whether you think it's big, whether you think it's small, if you need to agree with someone in prayer this morning, these are the best people I know. They are full of love. They've been praying all week long that maybe just one of you would walk up because they have a word of encouragement. They have the power of God residing in them. They're ready, willing and able to pray with you. And I'm so glad that we have not just these guys, so many people in our church. But today's their day, and I invite you to come. This is real life. This isn't a show. This isn't just playing around. This is your life, and God wants to touch you right where you are. And I believe he has great things in store for you. I believe he has more than enough for you. I believe he has great destiny. You know, I think if, and it may not mean much to you, but it's a lot to me. And like Josh Burgett said at Bravehearts this last Tuesday, I'm just telling my story because it's the only one I got. If God can take an old West Texas boy like me and use me for something more than just plowing dirt, can use me for something more than just chopping cotton, that he could use my life to somehow lead someone to Christ. Hey, nothing against dirt and cotton. Now, some days I wish I was out there, okay? Not dogging farmers, I love you. God bless you. Pray for you every day because I know you need it. Thank God for the rain we've got. I'm getting distracted now. Lord, you know what you want to do right now. You know know that you have specific great plans for every one of our lives. There are enemies of our soul today that are trying to hinder your people. Loose the bonds of wickedness today. Loose the bonds of lies and deceit that have tried to wrap themselves around our friends and neighbors' minds, God. God, release that power to heal like Kirby brought forth in the prayer time, God, to heal those who have the chronic problems and diseases today. We believe you can do this, God. We believe. So Holy Spirit, release your power in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Son in our hearts, we cry out, Holy Spirit, move in this place to liberate people. Father God, pour out your love today to encourage and strengthen the body of Christ. So as we sing this song together, I want to invite you to respond. We're done early today. You have plenty of time. If you got kids in Kids City, don't rush out. We are early finished today, so you can come and receive prayer. I want you to get prayer today. I want you to feel the presence of God in whatever your specific need is. So in just a minute, I'll invite you to come. I just want to ask you to sing with us. And while we sing, just meditate on how you can respond to God right now.
I'll sing this together, the same power. Same power that conquered the grave lives in me.